All right, we are recording. Do you want me to hit the music or not even do the music?
Well, let's skip it.
Okay.
All right, it's going to be episode 1228, and this is Moon News.
Now, can I say for the free feed here...
This is for the free feed.
I feel like we've been a little negligent. I have an idea.
Well, there's some reasons. It's not just that we've
had
some computer issues.
No,
we took some weeks off.
Yeah, exactly. What if we found like a half hour sometime and did a remote recording? Because I have a free feed episode I wanted to do for forever.
Yes.
And we're not getting to it.
Yeah, let's do it. What is it a surprise?
No, it's I've referenced it. It's the one on the Golden Age.
Oh.
But you said Golden Age? And I told you'll have to wait to find out.
Okay, I will wait.
So we'll figure out a time because our schedule's going to continue to be wacky.
Crazy.
I think we got to prioritize some of our other ones when we're here, but we love you on the free feed,
even
though you don't pay us.
That's right. You know what I want to do in the free feed is I'm dying to talk about a book series. I just finished it today. Well, I finished book two. It's by Dan Simmons, Ilium and Olympus. Just finished Olympus today.
Well,
two five-star books.
Find like a 30-40 minute period that works in the next week.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll knock out a couple free feed episodes, and we just got them.
Should we record on my birthday?
I'm
sorry, I don't have anything going on. Just kidding. Last question before we talk about Moon News.
I have one more question.
Okay.
You're not getting like those hideous balloons, are you?
No. Well, I mean, not unless they surprise me with. I'm not getting them for myself, if that's what you mean.
Here's what I want you to do if you get number balloons, because I do not approve of number balloons. I want you to pop them. And say, not this year.
If the kids get it from back at 44 in just 1 week. How do you feel about that?
Palindrome age.
When you met me, I was in my 20s.
Yeah,
and now I'm 44. Thoughts on that?
You know, it's just, we're getting off there.
All right, last question before we get to Moon News. While we took a quick break between episodes, I just grabbed a quick slice of frozen pizza. And I'm curious. I know you like pizza, but for some reason, I just started thinking, I bet Ben doesn't like frozen pizza.
I don't love it, but yeah, I'll eat frozen pizza.
What's your frozen pizza of choice?
I mean, you know, DiGiorno's fine.
Okay.
Red Baron if you're feeling trashy.
I am feeling trashy. I just had some Red Baron. I love it. This is
you're really slumming it, go for a Jack's.
I think, was it Tombstone? I'm pretty sure we just had Red Baron. Do they still make Tombstone pizza?
Tombstone's nasty.
It's got to be Red Baron. Yeah. Red Baron is my favorite frozen pizza. Done.
Like, yeah, I can get there. I'm fine with it.
Listeners, we used to talk about Moon News quite often here on the Sci-Fi Prison.
We did.
So often. I mean, you would be shocked by how much Ben was into Moon News. But as with all of our different segments on the show, everything has a season.
Though I know you've watched it. I have been watching For All Mankind.
That's another thing we can do here in the free feed.
Yeah.
I can get caught up.
I'm through season 3. So I have one more. It's on season 5 is airing now. I'm watching season 4.
Oh, so when I texted you, you must have been so confused.
That's why I was like, I thought you were caught up, because you said you were.
Yes.
You hadn't started season 3.
Just to be clear with you, the audience, and with Ben, I've seen everything up until the season that just started, and I guess they had 4 seasons?
Yeah.
I was way off. I thought they had 2 or 3.
There's a spinoff starting, too.
No, really? Okay. Well, I enjoy it moderately, but do you agree that, to me, it got, I hate to even say it because I know you're still halfway through, really strong opening, but the seasons get a little, like, to me, less interesting.
I would say, yeah, season 3 was the weakest so far. Still enjoyed it. And I would say, it's Ronald D. Moore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's not a single character who is on the level of the Battlestar characters.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And so I like it as a thriller drama. I can't stand most of the human melodrama stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the human, who's Boink and who is just not interesting to me.
Are you watching it with somebody in your family, or what's making you watch it even? Usually you would just bail.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I wouldn't bail. Like, this is...
I thought you were saying you didn't really like it, but you're still watching it.
No, I do like it.
Okay.
I said I don't like the melodrama.
Yeah, okay.
I like, when they're going to the moon and
stuff.
Yeah,
we love the moon.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about the moon, because in real life, just earlier this month, NASA decides, new mission up to the moon. Let's do this. Artemis 2 takes off.
Well, I don't think they decided this month.
Yeah, it just happened. No,
it's just a spontaneous move. Yeah, it's about time. Like, it really pisses me off that we just kind of folded up. You know? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, why did we stop going to the moon?
Exactly.
That's what led to all the conspiracy theories about there not being the moon landing being fake. Like, I think you and I agree it wasn't fake, but it is confusing that you'd take 50 years off.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm a big fan. I love that we're going back to the moon. I think, I hope we can all get to the moon. In fact,
do you think you, in your lifetime, do you think it'll be easy for you to just take a trip up to the moon?
Yeah, I think, like, if we continue on with it, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think we're heading in that direction. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, pro moon. I'd love to go to the moon.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything that came from this. So it was a 10-day journey. Came back on April 10th. Is there? Oh, man. If it probably wasn't actual April 1st, but if they took off on April 1st, just imagine what a horrible joke this would be.
Exactly. No, it's, I think it's exciting. You know, I don't love NASA. You know, I think they probably shouldn't have gone all Nazi with Wernher von Braun, but here we are.
Did you know that they discovered that the moon was once magnetized, and that research suggests that the moon itself is still shrinking because it experiences moonquakes?
Okay, so here's where
I'm
going to...
The shrinking? Like, did you know that?
First of all, like, what does that even mean, the moon was magnetized? I feel like there is stuff, and this is where I'm going to, you know, Ronald's not enjoying this episode because we're all being very pro-moon, but I'm going to go out and be, you know, come on his side for a second and say, I have doubts when we start saying the moon was a magnet. It feels like they're like, we have to say something. We have to justify something. And moonquakes, that doesn't mean the moon's shrinking. It just means it's a little shaky.
A little shaky sometimes. What about this? Did you hear this? A new small asteroid has been identified, which follows an orbit near Earth, and they're calling it a quasi-moon.
Well, so we had that moon for a little bit.
And then what happened?
Remember, that was like the last time we did moon news a couple of years ago. There was a moon that was going to come visit us for a little bit and then go on its way. I would love, and now everybody's going to be like, that'll ruin the tides. Now, just listen, everyone. I hate the fact that our planet has so few moons. It's like, you know, like if you lived in a neighborhood, okay, and everyone else in the neighborhood has like 5-car garage, jet skis, ATVs, RV, and then you've got like a Ford Focus. Okay. I feel like that's us in the solar system. You know, like Jupiter has like 200 moons.
Yeah.
You know, Mars, 2 great moons. Like, they don't have the quantity, but they have the quality.
Okay.
We have the moon, and we just call it the moon.
They didn't even give it a good name.
Exactly.
I've got one last piece of news that I think.
Do you agree with me on that, though?
Like, you're saying we could use more.
How many more moons? Like,
how many moons does it take?
Don't you feel a little outmanned when you look at the other planets?
I mean, if the aliens ever come, they're going to be like, you have one?
Exactly.
What happened to the, where are
like,
all your
so moons? So, guys, you've added other moons, right? Or you haven't. That's pathetic.
Tell me if this is a plot point.
Do you agree with me?
I'm going to say yes.
You haven't taken a... I'd like an opinion, please.
I'm going to say yes and move on.
Okay.
Is this a plot point on For All Mankind? Is there something called Helium 3 on that show?
There's Helios, who's the company.
That must be what I'm thinking of. Because listen to this. Helium 3 is a rare non-radioactive isotope of helium that is highly sought after as a potential clean energy fuel for nuclear fission. It's capable of producing electricity without long...
Are there any words that when you hear them, you just stop listening to the rest of the sentence? Isotope.
Oh, that was one of the early ones. Why don't I just cut to the chase and say it's abundant on the moon? And so they're thinking about cashing in. It's worth billions of dollars.
What do you think? This is what drives me nuts about how these articles are written. Like, I love moon news. Make it simple. Why can't you just say, we found moon gas, and we're going to make a killing?
It's going to be great.
You don't need to talk about isotopes.
I'm sorry you hate isotopes. Hit the music.
Okay. We didn't do music.
Oh, okay.
Do you want outro music?
Yeah, Ben is, right now, listeners, sitting in the chair I usually sit in for the first time in 15 years. He's leading the whole episode. We have a brand new system here. The music's working. Everything's back. The Sci-Fi Christian's going strong. It's going to be a great summer here at the Sci-Fi Christian. Well, that's all here.
I'm Ben DiBono.
With the Sci-Fi Christian signing up.
Moon, get your moon gas. That's so much better. Like, whoever wrote that article is an idiot.
It's clearly AI generated.
Yeah, well,
you want to call the AI an idiot?
I do. Moon gas. Are you familiar, speaking of AI? I know we're way over time, but I'll just spend 30 seconds on this, and then we can be done. Are you familiar with the problem of model degradation?
Is it? I have heard this, but just go ahead and explain it.
So the concept here, it's a like you know, your AI wrote that article for you. And it, the way generative AI works is that it's able to reference other things that people have written and imitate the style. You know, it's basically a good imitator, which is why annoying things, like I was ranting over text to you about how I hate how AI puts emojis and things when it generates the text. I hate that. In fact, I kind of, my team was using a template for something at work, and I kind of went off on it. I was like, take the emojis out.
Yeah.
It's just, it makes me so mad. But they do that because they see humans use emojis in text. And so now it's like an Ouroboros thing. And this is the problem with model degradation, is that then as people use AI to generate more and more text, the volume that AI is drawing on is AI generated. Mm-hmm. And so eventually that's your model degradation, is that it breaks down over time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's a brave new world.
That's just for all of us.
Yeah, we're all going to be stupid.
So long, folks.
Goodbye.